Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome back to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. I remember the name this time.
The podcast.
The podcast. Call yeah. on the podcast.
And how That's are you doing? That's what it is. I'm fine. You know. Good.
What have you been watching? What
have I been watching, Cliff? Last night, me and the wife watched a new thing. It's called Monarch.
Oh, yes.
It's about the Godzilla monsters or something.
I've seen it, yeah, with Kurt Russell and his son.
Well, that's the only reason I watched it, because Kurt Russell was in it. It's actually all right. I quite enjoyed it, you know. It was.
Is
okay.
It a film or a series?
It's a TV series, I think. It's
is it? Oh, I thought it was.
ITV Plus, I don't know, something like that. It's some ITV streaming service.
Look at this. It's horrendous. Look at this. Look at me leg.
What you done there?
I got proper scraped at football on Saturday, and I've obviously just scratched my leg and knocked the scab off. It's fucking pouring of blood.
That is not good, is it?
So yeah, Brett.
Hold on, I don't gloss over it. Did somebody go down your leg with the studs or something?
Yeah, twice. Two different people.
Twice? Did you kick off, Cliff? Are we?
Well, yeah, then towards the end of the match, somebody else stamped on it after it was fucking bleeding and cut the ribbons.
Do you think they targeted you because you're the best player?
Brett, I couldn't have played worse on Saturday. I was getting the Jack Grealish treatment, but I was playing like Luke Chadwick.
They were doubling up on you and everything.
Honestly, he was a lone man. There was no need for the treatment. Anyway, after I got the stamp on my leg, I stormed off. Told them to fuck
it. You stormed off?
Stick your game up your ass.
Yeah, in typical Cliff fashion.
Mate, I was in agony. I had to leave. I was in tears. It was hurting that much. And I was furious with the lad who did it. And
Were you going to kill him, Cliff?
He said it was an accident afterwards. He messages and said that. I just realised it was probably me that caught you. I was like, yeah, it fucking was. But, all right. I was furious, and I was, honestly, I was in so much pain.
Well, these things happen. I mean, you're an old man.
I'm the oldest.
Did you be playing football?
By
anymore?
Distance, the slowest and unfittest. Not the slowest, actually, but the unfittest.
You're not the slowest?
No chance. I'm not that slow.
That was very defensive, that Cliff. Very defensive. Hey, I've got a random question now popping at my head, just as you were talking there, Cliff. I've got no idea why. You know, when you were a kid, did you used to slide down the stairs on your ass with like your legs pointing forwards?
Of course.
Did everybody do that?
I think so. Did any kid ever walk down the stairs normally?
Well, that's it. Well, I mean, why
would you? You jump down a couple of stairs at a time when you're swinging off the banister.
Aye. Mm-hmm. My kids never did it, probably because they get wrecked if they did try and do that. But I'm sure I did show them. This is what I used to do as a kid.
Ready? Ever
just
find
sit
yourself
on the ass and slide down?
You ever say anything or act in a way and think, that's me dad?
Of course. Of course. You always do that as a parent.
And do you feel you happy really about do? It?
Of course you don't. Because you remember how you felt as a kid when that was being said to you.
I don't, not do even just I mean? With Pearl, like just in general life. Sometimes I'll say something or the way I say it reminds us of my dad. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I think, oh, that's exactly how my dad would have said that thing, or the same reaction my dad would have had.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Isn't it? It is strange, but obviously your parents, it shows how much of an impact your parents have or whatever, doesn't it? You know, that you even repeat the same things. It's like in your subconscious.
Well, you know, I mean, definitely is. It's sort of like I'm thinking, what will I say like my dad right now?
Well, you could be actively, you know, doing it.
What are you drinking there, bro?
Yeah, I'm drinking today the Summersby apple.
Oh, you've got a market.
Well, these are still four cans for $2.99 from the home bargains.
Oh, nice. I'm still on my Miller Genuine Draft, which is now a good 5 weeks out of date.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you tell that it's 5 weeks out of date?
I will in the morning.
Well, there you go. You've bought it from the Gurnham's, haven't you?
I just put a bit of lime in the top.
Oh, me mum would love that. They still buy the lime, you know. Can you remember the story with Tino? Tino wanted... Me and Tino went through this period of drinking pints of vodka, right? Yeah. Right? Before we went out, so we'd drink a pint of vodka. But you kind of just drink vodka in a pint. So we put some lime in, right? That's what we'd do before we went out. Obviously, we couldn't see by the time we got out. So he was at my mum's once, and we're doing that. And he says, I'm getting any lime, right? So I says, well, you're going to have to get yourself to the shops and go and get some. So he went to the shop. And he came back and he says, well, where should I put it? I says, oh, put it on the lime rack. And there's like six bottles of lime. Because my mum used to just buy lime cordial every time. I put it on the lime rack. He was fucking furious.
Oh, well. So anyway, yes, the Miller Genuine Drop. I think there's three cans left. One of my mates at work keeps telling us to give it up, but I can't.
Well, you've got a taste for it, obviously, haven't you?
I was like,
that's the thing.
It was £6 for 24 cans.
Was it even over there?
Yeah, because it went out of date like a day after I bought it.
Right. And where did you get it from? Like the Saudi version of Aldi or something?
Something like that.
Oh, you don't want to say it, do you?
No, there's a shop. If you go to a different emirate, there's an emirate called Umm Al Quwain where nobody goes for any other reason than to go to this shop. And there's a couple of cheap hotels there. And there's an amazing pizza bar called Thunder Road. So it's this like Americana style.
Thunder Road.
Pizza, American tunes and beers. Uh-huh. They're cheap. And it's right next to the booze shop. So there's this booze shop that... everything's cheap, doesn't have the same import taxes or some shit like that. So anyway, like once every few months, people take a drive up there, fill their car up and come back. And there's always stuff like, and this crate of beer has gone out of date. So would you like us to pay you to drink it?
So it is the Gurnham's of Saudi Arabia.
It's like
Arabia,
the Gurnham's,
it?
Yeah. It is. Not Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates.
The United Arab Emirates, so there you go. The UAE.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, international break is poor, isn't it?
It's certainly, this one was. I didn't watch the Malta game, gladly. I don't even know what the score was, to be fair. But I watched the Manchester and it's just like, it was completely shit.
What was it? I don't know what it was. I just know that normal football is not.
It was North Macedonia, Cliff. And
okay.
It was
previously just called Macedonia.
Previously. 1-1, eh?
Okay,
he's so shit.
I mean, it's stupid. Like Henderson and Phillips, does he still play them?
Phillips came off the bench, actually, aye.
He still hasn't sorted his hair out.
He still hasn't sorted his hair out. How long can you have that haircut? It's horrific, that haircut, isn't it? Who's done his hair?
It's just stupid, though. Like, the squad, certainly the first 11, should be hammering pretty much every team. And I know people always say, oh, England think they've got the greatest team and this time we're going to win the World Cup and stuff. I don't think we will, certainly not with Gareth Southgate in charge. But
he's too defensive-minded. He's individual too worried about conceding.
Those individual players, one man for man with anyone in the world, are up there with the best. Like, maybe there's three or four players for other countries like Mbappe and a couple of others that are better than who's plays left wing, Foden? Like,
it is. But if you've got the mindset and the mentality that you don't want to concede goals and you're not just going for it, which you should do with these wonderful players.
Probably got about eight of the best attacking players in the world, like trying to tackle.
The thing is, last night, well, best player, and it is a former left back myself, I hated this, actually. Well, best player was a lad from Man City called Rico Lewis, right?
The right who's back, a left back. Played in midfield.
He's a left back, right? But he's right footed, which annoyed
right
the hell.
He plays right back for Man City.
Does he? Well, he played him left back, and he didn't have a left foot at all, and he played him at left back. So every time he was probably the best player.
Who was playing at right back?
Kyle Walker. Playing at right back. Yeah, Kyle Walker. He was captain.
Because
every time this fullback got the ball, because he wanted it on his right foot, he kept going back. Do you know what I mean? Rubbish. Because instinct is to go back. He was really good, but I felt sorry for him. Is he a right back? Is he?
He's a right back. Yeah, he plays for Man City, a right back, and then they play him in defensive.
Why would you start a young 18-year-old kid then at left back who's a right back?
We know that this man just picks. He picks.
It infuriated me that there was a right back, a right foot player playing at left back.
Walker, Alexander Arnold. Rico Lewis, fucking Reece James. I saw somebody say the other day, like, who should Southgate go for, Arnold or James? And then somebody was just like, we all know that it's Trippier and Walker when it comes to the country. Like, <it's> neither of those. Like, pointless talking about it. And now there's a fifth person in the mix.
I do like Walker. Walker's
still good, isn't he? I thought, like, about 3 or 4 years ago, he looked like he was kind of past it, but... he's still great.
He is. But it is a shame that we haven't got, you know, we're kind of moaning about Sunderland and stuff. Have you still been watching the games?
Went out a couple of weeks ago, the last one against Birmingham. I was out with my mates and football lads. We went out for the afternoon. We had Spurs on one screen and Sunderland on the other screen. One of the lads is a Spurs fan. I was pretty drunk, so I can't remember every detail of the game. But
yeah, I was at work for this one, actually.
It was a good game, played well, like different scorers. Obviously, we had two centre-halves that had never played before starting. Obviously, ones we signed, and that sealed as a decent player. Triantis was kind of unproven. The goal we conceded was very much a goal that you would concede when your defence has never started a game before. But Wayne Rooney, what a terrible manager that man is.
I don't think you can particularly blame well, there were six or something when he took over, wasn't there, and that they haven't won a game, something like that. That isn't a very good record.
After Eustace's last game, sixth when he took over because somebody got a point or something. And they're like, they were 18th after our game, and he hadn't won a game since he joined. And they need to get used to the methods. Why don't you just play the football that these players can play? Like,
the thing is about Rooney, he's not one of the ones who would say would be a manager. Do you know what I mean? As a player, I mean, I know that there's people who have gone into management and stuff like that who you wouldn't have thought that of them. Necessarily, and they've done well, but he's one of them where you would think,
thought so.
No, because he's always getting into bother and stuff like that, and you know what I mean. But I hope
just think it's a total cop out. Like, these players can't play the way I want them to play. Like, it's your job to play the football that makes you win games, isn't it? Can't be saying, like, whichever Birmingham right back can't play like Trent Alexander-Armstrong, like Arnold, I should say. Like, yeah, he can't. Like,
of course. Seeing the Armstrong and Miller show with him.
Yeah, it's him.
Does he do pointless?
but, like, well, that's rubbish. It's, of course he can't.
Yeah, of course he can't.
That's your job, is to get to win, not just try and make him dribble, like, and play tiny one-touch passes and whatever. Like, it's not the job. Well, so it annoys us that. And I think the Birmingham fans are, like, booing him after two, like, on his debut, they were booing him.
Well, that's the other thing that, you know, especially players who have been at a certain level struggle with, isn't it, when they go to management, like dealing with players who aren't as good.
Yeah, well, Keane was that at Sunderland, wasn't he? Like,
yeah, he was, huh? Actually, listen, I've read both of his books. Fantastic. And they're very good. They're excellent. Yeah. But I downloaded the audio book version of it, and I was listening to that as well while I was at work and stuff. I've got no idea, but he's got a wonderful accent.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. Yeah, it's just a wonderful accent. It's amazing. Okay. So this Irish fella who's reading the book's wonderful.
Must You'll be from Cork because he hates Dublin. So, and not that they're the only two places, but I feel like it would be a Cork person reading it. Mm-hmm. I just love that he lived in like a student digs in Durham when he was Sunderland.
That was one of the bits, yeah. I ended up living like a student, living on pot noodles and that. I mean, I love Keane, and I have been watching a few Keane things on the old YouTube as well. And I think there's like an hour and a half of just his best quips and put downs and stuff like that.
I mean, a lot of it's for very like for effect now, but he's still good, isn't he?
he's mint. I love Roy Keane, especially when he's got the beard. There's something about him when he's got that white beard.
He's insane. That's what. Anyway,
it's Brett, a wonderful beard.
We were going to talk about the show Teabag from when we were kids.
What do you mean, were?
We were. My battery's going to die as well. I mean. Well, also, we've been talking for a decent amount of time. But we are going to talk about it, but probably not in the way I thought it was. Because is this the same program that you remember?
Well, there's different iterations of it, isn't there?
Is. I know. And I thought because this is not what I remember.
The guy, T-shirt, he took over for a bit, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted.
And this is very much about the young girl, isn't it?
I forgot about T-shirt. If I just put Teabag and T-shirt in, I would have found it, but I forgot the T-shirt part.
Oh, that's it. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, you know. Aye, did you not?
It's a bit strange. It was a bit strange. So you see? The trouble with Teabag, that's what it is, isn't it?
It's the trouble with Teabag. I'll do a quick synopsis because it'll just explain the whole show.
Yes.
Young Debbie enters a curiosity shop and finds a game called Wonders in Their Land. Before she knows it, she's pulled inside the game where she meets the evil witch Teabag. It's called Wonders in Letterland, Cliff. And that's actually what the program's called, not Teabag.
Oh, is it? It's called Wonders in Letterland.
Aye, But this is before Jumanji and all that kind of stuff, isn't it? Which, it's very Jumanji.
It's a good premise.
Now, Jumanji's a book, though. I think it's a book. Okay.
I mean, I've seen the film, so definitely a film.
Yeah, it's definitely a film. Without any doubt, it's definitely a film. So Debbie, that little girl who gets pulled in the game and that, I think she probably annoyed the hell out of me when I was little, right? But I thought she was class.
I was quite surprised when she said she was called Debbie.
Yeah, it's an odd name, isn't it? Especially for like a public school girl, isn't it, at that time?
Also, what else surprised us is at the beginning that she turned out to be a girl. I thought it was a boy at first.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. A curious boy.
I didn't get that.
Because she goes into the shop, she's got a public school outfit on, and meets a mysterious shopkeeper who disappears.
There's a creepy clown in the window.
The creepy clown, fuck me.
Isn't there? There's a, I was a not happy with that.
I thought she was going to end up in Saw.
It was a little bit like that, wasn't it?
It's fucking terrifying. I hate shit like that, mate. I was very turned off by that.
You not like clowns, Cliff?
I don't like those little like marionette kind of things. And
do you not?
I'm not bothered. Well, like human clowns, I don't mind.
You don't mind them? What about ventriloquist dummies?
I'm the same. Don't like anything that could come to life is what I don't like.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
And of course, we've seen the film, haven't we? And that's one to watch, isn't it?
What?
Anthony Hopkins.
Magic. Oh, yeah. That's been on the list for a while, hasn't it? Because that is wonderful.
It's amazing. It's absolutely. I haven't watched it for ages, but I love it.
I think I last watched it about a year ago. It's class. Anthony Hopkins is class in that as well.
Yeah.
But yes, we should do that one at some point. But this one, I quite enjoyed it. Like I say, it's obviously I do remember it from being a kid, but I remember T-shirt being in because he was kind of cool when he, that kid.
I think he was annoying as well, though. Like, well, he was American.
Yeah, he was
American.
As a kid, he was taking the piss out of the adult. So yeah. I quite liked it. You know, I quite liked him.
But that version of it, I always remember T-Bag had something had been broken up into four pieces, put in the four corners of the world.
Uh-huh.
And that was T-Shirt had to go and find them. But there was a lass as well, wasn't there? There's loads of different versions of it.
Yeah.
I feel like T-Bag kept changing. I feel like T-Shirt kept changing. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is the actress Kelly Bright, who was in EastEnders and stuff. I think she might have been the girl in it for at least a series. But this version, I can't remember.
You can't. Well, it's the first one, so you know, you might have missed it or whatever. But the actual T-Bag, the witch, is Elizabeth Estenson. I think she was in Emmerdale, which is quite... Didn't you think that she was quite fit?
Especially when she started singing.
Am I going mad? Obviously, there's an obligatory song in there, isn't there? Which she starts
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Did I think she was fit?
Yeah.
And as much as I probably think any woman's fit. No, that's not what I mean.
Standards.
I think when you're a kid. You see these adult.
I didn't know. Hang on. I didn't think about as fit as a kid.
I would have been terrified. I think it's a phenomenon that you see it as a kid and you're like, oh, the scary baddie lady or the grown up that you don't really like. But then when you watch that as an adult, something in you is like, you know what? That fear was probably some kind of arousal.
Do you think? Would you equate the same thing to grub bags?
She's probably the exception. I mean, she was a lot of fun in real life.
I'm sure she was. I mean, the example to counteract your argument there is the wonderful Nurse Gladys in Open All Hours, because even as a kid, I thought she was quite fit.
Yes, but
and
now...
as an adult, I do as well. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Of course, I remember as a kid fancying her and looking at her now, she was pretty old. Pretty old.
She was. Back then. She was pretty old, wasn't she? But still fit. I was watching, I think it was a Hammer film. Yeah, it was. It was a Hammer film. It was about Jack the Ripper, I think. And she's in that, which is obviously a lot younger. And she's also a prostitute in the film.
Did she get her comeuppance? That's not the right phrase. Did she get murdered?
She does, yes. She does. She gets murdered by... Okay. This film is about the spirit of Jack the Ripper has jumped into his daughter, and his daughter becomes Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline the Ripper? Hands,
yeah, it's called Hands of the Ripper. Very good.
Hands of the Ripper. So, yeah. I don't really like the name. Right.
Do you not? Well...
Jacqueline the Ripper would have been better for me.
Jacqueline the Ripper. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one. But yeah, T-Bag, I mean, it's all about puzzles and stuff, isn't it? And it's educational. for kids.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't mind it. I was just surprised at what it was. And 20 minutes, and it's just a child trying to solve the riddle of whether this Jester character is really who he is or whether he's the witch. It's like, yeah, very low key.
Can shapeshift, can't you, the witch, Teabag? Mm-hmm. She can become different people and all that kind of stuff. But like I say, I enjoyed it, Cliff. How long have we got left? Not long.
Not long.
Not long. Do you want a quiz about tea?
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes. Right. Tea is the second most consumed drink in the world, but what is the first?
Coffee?
Well, it's a good guess, but the answer is water.
Da.
Bit of a trick question, that, wasn't it?
It was, because it's not really a drink, is it?
Water's not a drink. Where do you get that from, like?
Nah.
No, it's not really a drink. That. Put a bit of dilutey stuff in that, then you can drink it.
Now, that's what I call a drink.
Oh, fair enough. In what country did tea originate, Cliff?
Well, I'm going to say China.
Well, that's the right answer. Well done. Okay. Which company was the first to introduce the tea bag to the UK?
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, just give us a quick yes or no as a tip.
Right.
Was it run by chimps?
It wasn't, but that's the last question. So
the first company to introduce tea to the UK, a tea bag to the UK.
A tea bag.
I'll go with Tetley's.
It's a good guess. It's correct. Well done.
Okay. Remember those little fellas?
Little fellas, aye. They're jumping over people's tables and that. Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. I like that as well. Who released such classic hits as Dog in the Wax, The Girl Tried to Kill Me, and Always Wanting to Be a Whore?
I'm going to go with Ice-T.
It is Ice-T. Have you ever heard of any of those songs, have you, Cliff?
No.
No, I wouldn't like to say
that. I've had to Ice-T is Leprechaun in the Hood.
Have you? Well, I haven't seen Leprechaun in the Hood, but I did once like a film he was in, very 90s low-budget film, where he's like a tramp, and there's, I think it's Gary Busey.
It's class.
Gary Busey, yeah. It's class. He sort of sets him out in the woods and they're all hunting with that.
I wanted to suggest we watch this because I remember watching it. Remember David Waters, who used to go to your school, lived next to Reed. Uh-huh. Remember watching it at his house one like summer holiday day. It's Busey. Uh-huh. Pretty sure Tom Berenger's in there.
I think he might be, yes.
I'm going to throw Paxton in the mix. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Still no idea who he is, so I don't know. But there's a good ensemble cast, and yeah, they bring him to their lodge, and then it's the little sport, isn't it? And for years I've thought about this film, and it popped up on Facebook the other day, like somebody had shared the poster of it. It's great.
Well, it is great. Yeah, I liked it so much. I went through a stage as a kid of recording every film that I could off the TV on long play, obviously.
Of course. Twice of as course. Many films.
And that was one of them. And I liked it so much. I went, oh, Mom, you've got to watch this film. It's mint. Absolutely class. Got me Mom to watch it and that. That's how much I liked it. And
it doesn't feel like a Mom film to me.
It doesn't. But my mom, like, you know, I used to watch stuff with my mom, so she liked all that kind of stuff anyway. But I don't think my mom was too impressed with it, to be honest. But it's always been in my head, that film, for some reason. Same as you, which is weird. So we'll do that next.
Ever mentioned it?
We haven't. So we'll do that film on the next episode. I can't. I would have to.
I'll find it out because, like I say, it popped up on Facebook the other day.
We'll do that next then. It's very odd that we've both had that in our minds without actually saying anything about it.
Yeah, literally never spoke to you about it before, but I've always thought about it.
Yeah, it's odd. That is strange. So we'll do that next then. So brace yourself for this question, Clip.
Okay.
Are you looking on the internet, are you?
No. Yeah, I am.
Good. Can you accurately describe the sexual act known as teabagging?
Can I act it out for you instead?
Go on then. No, and then I'll describe possible, it. Well, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I've never partaken in it or been teabagged.
So no, I don't think I have.
So I don't know whether... So basically, it's a face that's relaxing. And somebody else...
It's a face that's relaxing. Or asleep.
I believe...
Is that allowed?
Somebody lowers the testicles into said face. But you know what, Brett?
Right.
I don't know whether it's in the mouth or just on the eyes.
Right, okay. On the eyes, it could be the eyes. Would you like the Wikipedia explanation for it?
Yes, please.
It's a cracker. Teabagging is a slang term for the sexual act involving someone placing their scrotum in the mouth of their sexual partner for sexual pleasure.
Here's the best bit.
Or onto the face or head of another person. Sometimes as a comedic device.
Okay.
What, so you just go around like that and like entertain people?
For comedy.
It's a comedic device. It's a comedic device. So there you go.
I'm not sure about that. I've found out who else is in this film.
Go on then.
It's called Surviving the Game. Homeless man is hired by a group... as a survival guide for a group of wealthy businessmen on a hunting trip in the mountains, unaware that they are killers who hunt humans for sport, and he is their new prey. Do you not think that the fact that he's a homeless man, a survival, I guess, because he survived on the streets?
Yeah. Anyway. I guess, yeah. Who knows? Rutger, we'll have to watch
Rutger
it again.
Rutger Hauer. Gary Boozy. F. Murray Abraham.
Awesome.
John C. McGinley. You know who that is? The doctor from Scrubs, that guy.
All right, yes. Oh, yeah. He's the geeky one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And do you know who Charles S. Dutton is?
I do know who Charles S. Dutton is, he's in Alien 3.
He's the other one.
He's a good cast. Ice-T. And Ice-T, obviously.
Of course. I liked it because there's some kind of bike...
I was just about to say the same thing. Doesn't he rig the bike and it blows someone's legs off or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Good idea.
It is good. Well, like I say, we'll do it next time, man. Hmm. Definitely. Right, you've got two more questions to go.
Okay, let's go.
Which TV show featured a one-handed buddy named Theodore Teabag Bagwell?
Oh, one-handed buddy.
Yes, quite a recent one, this one.
Is it?
Everybody watched it when it came out. And then...
Oh, Lost.
It's not Lost, but I'll give you another clue. And then stop watching it when the female protagonist in it got her head cut off and then miraculously came back the next season.
I genuinely don't know.
Do you not? It's Prison Break.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that happened, didn't it? That's rubbish.
That is. That's rubbish, isn't it? Terrible. Mm-hmm. Last one, and you'll get this one right, Cliff, for sure. Mm-hmm. Which type of tea featured chimps in their TV adverts?
PG tips, of course.
PG, of course.
Removal chips.
Yes, exactly. So that's that. But the chimps had to get removed or something because of the animal rights people.
Well, probably for the best. I think... I heard or read somewhere that used to put peanut butter in their mouth, which is why they're going all the time. Like,
it's not because they like the tea. Chimps hate tea.
And I think they probably hate peanut butter. anyway, I've got some sad.
You don't want to end it on a downer, Cliff.
Well, we're going to have some music in a second, but my adopted orangutan has died.
Your adopted orangutan.
You know, you can like adopt a donkey and shit like that.
Yeah, and you fell for this ruse, have you?
I don't mind orangutans. I'll give money to orangutan.
So you've been given money to this orangutan. What was the orangutan's name?
Happy, with an I.
Why haven't they just kept the ruse up? And why they told you that's dead?
Because I believe it to be true.
Hmm.
There you go. He survived a hell of a lot. And he's doing
helicopter
well.
Crash. I thought you were going to say it.
Survived
a helicopter crash. That's why I fucking did it in the first place. And now he's just being knocked over.
You might say that's a suspicious story, backstory. I fell for it.
Shit.
No, he got bitten by a fucking snake and he died. Venomous snake in Borneo. So,
have you made this up?
No, I've got a so I've just got a substitute.
So, you know, you're sponsoring a different one
called
are you sponsoring
happy,
the snake now? Are you
the snake? Yeah, just take the money, snake. Right, okay, we've got music, and it's from the Heavy North, who we've had on before. Great blues band from the northwest of England. The song is from the album which came out last month, and it's called Rosanna. It's an album track. Great bluesy horns. Ah, great. I love it. So let's get that on, and until next time, I bid you adieu.
For you and you and you.
Free.